Children cleared the table. Sean washed the dirty things. Connor dried them and Eve put them away, while Granny went out and rang Charlie. They didn't talk, but each one had tears in their eyes as they all liked Tom. Granny came back into the kitchen. Children stopped what they were doing and looked at her. Charlie is going to call over to Tom's house and will ring me back. About an hour later, Charlie rang and told Granny that Tom was very sick, that he had called an ambulance which came and took him to hospital. Granny's son Lorcan came to pick up Sean and Eve, and a daughter, Sorka, also came for Connor. Granny told them about Tom going to hospital. Lorcan and Sorka glanced at each other when Eve told them about hearing the banshee. Granny went to visit Tom in the hospital the next day, but he only opened his eyes once. The doctors told her he would only last a few days. On the third day, he passed away peacefully. The children were very upset when Granny told them. Granny organized the funeral arrangements. Tom was brought home to his small cottage. All his neighbors and friends came to pay their respects and say a final goodbye. He was remembered in story and song at his wake. A wake is a tradition that celebrates the life of the person that has died, and is a grieving method where close ones get a chance to share a special moment with the dead person. Irish people believe that the wake is a way the dead and the alive are bound together. Eve, Sean and Connor went to the wake and the funeral the next day. After the funeral, they all went for a meal at a local hotel. The children were very sad but enjoyed meeting distant relations and hearing stories about Tom's life. "We gave him a good send-off," said Granny as she hugged them goodbye. "We really did," agreed Connor. "Will we see you on next weekend, Granny?" "Of course. It will be Halloween, so we will have some fun."